Welcome to the Softball Corner, where we discuss all things concerning adult slow-pitch softball. I'm Dan Hughes. If you'd like to send me an email or drop me an MP3 voicer about the show, the email address here is thesoftballcorner@gmail.com. And please visit our website at thesoftballcorner.com. Today we're going to continue our discussion about hitting. Should you ever decide, before a pitch is thrown, that you're going to swing or not going to swing at that pitch? Many pitches that are technically strikes aren't really good pitches. They may be flat or short or high and deep and still fall in as a legal strike, even though they are very difficult for a batter to hit well. Many experienced coaches say that on the average, if the pitcher can throw with accuracy, the batter can count on one good hittable pitch for each at-bat. On the other hand, if the batter is a poor hitter and the game is on the line and the pitcher can't find the strike zone and the fielders are all superstars who don't make errors, it might be good strategy for the hitter to let the first pitch go by even if it is a good one, because the pitcher still has to throw another strike and that may be difficult for him to do. If you decide before the pitch is thrown that you're not going to swing no matter what, then rest the bat on your shoulder and don't even look at the pitcher. When he knows you're not going to swing, no matter how perfect his pitch is, he feels all the more pressure to throw a strike, and it's hard to throw a good pitch when the pressure is on. If the pitcher has good accuracy and the first pitch is right in your wheelhouse, go ahead and take a healthy swing at it. Most players play softball because they like to hit the ball. If you're playing for exercise, remember that nobody gets much exercise when you walk. The bottom line is, there is no bottom line. There are so many variables in this game that it's difficult to make hard and fast rules. If you have good ball sense and a lot of experience, going with your instincts will work for you most of the time. And most of the time is pretty good. When you hit the ball, break out of the box and run at top speed. Don't watch the ball. Don't slow down until you cross first. Listen to your first base coach as you approach first base. He may be telling you to head on to second, or he may tell you your fly ball was caught. Remember, when you watch the ball as you run, you lose speed, and you'll lose the close calls at first more often than not. And what about bad calls by the umpire? Never argue with the umpire. Some of them hold a grudge, and you may find a lot of close calls going against your team if you make an umpire angry. There's a famous story about a belligerent batter who disagreed about a called strike. He turned around to the umpire and sneered, "You mean that pitch was a strike?" "Yep," said the ump, "and so's the next one." And so ends another exciting episode of the Softball Corner. As always, drop us a line or a Voicer MP3 note to thesoftballcorner@gmail.com. That's all one word, thesoftballcorner@gmail.com. And check out our website at thesoftballcorner.com. Until next time, I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner.